got a lot to do, okay?
All right, I want to begin with some inyanim from Sukkah so we can set up that tomorrow business should be able to go vayter, okay? Okay, let's get it. First thing that I want you to get is the following. If you recall, we had a Gemara on Beis and Beis where the Gemara had three statements and the Gemara tries to now plug it in after we quoted the story with Helene Amalka, with Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, and Helene Amalka. So the Gemara says, well, Bishlama, if you hold like Robin, Rabbi Yoshia, no problem, Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is where she what? Where she's sitting in a sukkah where the walls do not reach the schach. Is that correct? And that makes a lot of sense because a queen needs ventilation. She needs avira. Yes? But we pointed out, though, that the Ritva says you got to fill in the blank. And what's the blank that the Ritva has to fill in? The Ritva fills in, well, you know what? You think it's so bishlama, so I want to just fill in a blank, he says. And I believe that if you hold like Reb Zeira, namely, what are you going to say? So he points out very beautifully, we'll plug it in. Or if you hold like what? Or if you hold like Rava, okay? So Reb Zeira we know is Rav Huna, and we know that Rava Bar Huna is on his own. Rava Bar Chanan is on his own. You remember that? Let's chazer over, guys. Let's get it. On Beis HaManaf, we have three approaches. Rava says Shlita Zayin. Reb Zeira says Shadow. And what does Rava say? Keva. Yes? Then we had Beis HaManaf, where what? Where we had Rava that say the Machlokes and Rudin comes precisely where the walls what? Do not reach the schach. We had Rav Huna that plugged into the Bzeirit said the machlokas is where what? Is where it's exactly Dalan Amos or Dalan Amos. If it's any wider, they're all going to agree. Allah Lamaisa. They're all going to agree because in that case, if it's wider, the schach is going to come. The shade is going to come from who? From the schach, correct? And what's the third approach? Rav Hanan Baraba that says the machlokas is exactly when they're what? When the Shiva Tvachim al Shiva Tvachim. Yes? Exactly that same shear, precisely that shear. If it's any wider, everyone will agree that it's kosher. So we said that doesn't plug in with anyone. Doesn't plug in with Shlitas Be'ayin. Right, Matthew? It doesn't plug in with what? Let's get this. Let's follow. It doesn't plug in with Tzel. And it doesn't plug in with what? With Keva. So what did Taisa say? The Gemara said, Kaman Delochad. He's not like anybody. Is that correct? Is that what the correct is? And Taisa said in Dibra Masko, Kaman Delochad. I want you to get this down. I don't think we stressed it. I want you to get it down that Tosis gave a svar on his own, that it was like a chicken coop because it was gevia vikatina. What is gevina vikatina? It's high, but it's small. It's like living in a silo. No one lives in like a silo. Who lives in like, you know what a silo is? Things that hold wheat. Tosis said a lashon kein gevia vikatina. We didn't stress gevia. So Dan Lifshitz wanted to tie it. Dan Lifshitz is one of the guys in the shul. Gavina Vikatina. He said it's like a silo. No one lives like that. So Tosus gave a svar for a Brahma Bar Chanan on his own. Yes? Okay. Then we get to the bottom of Beis and Beis. Let's get all this, okay? Because tomorrow we're going to go Vaita, but we got to get these chidushim we're going to say today. Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand like Rabba, I can understand she lives in a place of ventilation. But Lamaisa, what was the Chacham's approach? What is the Chacham's approach to this? How did the Chachamim see this? So the Ritva says, I'll fill in the blank. You know what the Ritva says? The Ritva says, well, you have to say that the children sat separately than the girl. Reb Yehuda said they sat together, then the children sat with the queen, and therefore what? Well, must be the sukkah higher than 20 is good. According to the Chachamim already, Yoni, you have to point out that they sat separately than the woman. Because according to the Chachamim, you want to machanach the kids properly. So if you want to mechanic the kids properly, how are you going to plug it in? Please get everything down what we're saying. You're going to have to say the kids sat in a sukkah where the walls touch the what? The walls touch the schach. That is correct. So already, there's already historical machlokas even in the Bishlama. Now it is bizarre that the Gemara doesn't point it out. I grant you that. And who makes this nekuda? The Pnei Yoshua. Please get that down. The Pnei Yoshua says, the Gemara makes it seem like Rav Ashi and Gimel Levanov discovered America. And he's the one who said that there's two historical traditions of what the story with Helene Amalka is. One's a Chachamim's version, that the kids didn't sit with her, and the Rebuta says they did sit with her. What do you mean? Already on the bottom of Bezim and Beis, for Rabbah and for Moshe, you have to say that. So the Pnei Yeshua is very bothered by this Ritva. But please get that down. That's what the Ritva spoke out. And what did the Ritva also say? You're going to have to say the same thing if you're a Rava man. What do you mean if you're a Rava man? What's Rava? Above 20 is Keva. Less than 20 is what? Eroi. Correct? So if you're going to say that's the Shiloh Lamaisa, how do you plug it in? Well, the same thing. According to the Chachamim, she sat in a sukkah that was what? Higher than 20. And the kids sat in a what? Another, it could be all one structure, but there's a wall. They sat in the sukkah where what? Where it was less than 20. Yes? Everyone holds like Rava, the Ritva says, so you have to plug it in. So already, according to the Ritva, on Bezim and Bezim on the bottom, Adam, everyone knew that there were two traditions. Everyone already knew there were two traditions already. And that's what the Ritva says. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, in Dibra Maskil, I gave it to you, the Pnei Yeshua asks in Dibra Maskil, what was the Dibra Maskil? You remember, David?
The first one for Gimel.
Lo Nitzrucha? The Gemara Lo Nitzrucha, okay? You look in the Gemara Lo Nitzrucha, I think it was. He asks, you look it up, Dave, what is it, Lo Nitzrucha there? I think it was Lo Nitzrucha.
The very first one.
First one, okay. The Bir Maska Lo Nitzrucha, the Pnei Yeshua already points out, he doesn't think that this Ritva is correct. He thinks that, yes, Rav Ashi did discover America. Rav Ashi is the one that presented us. There are two different traditions. And on it is Gemara. It's Dirmaska what?
It's Gemara on Rav Ashi, Lo Nitzrucha.
Lo Nitzrucha. Gemara, Dirmaska Gemara. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, good. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I'm sorry, Ritva, I beg to differ with you. And the Pnei Yeshua writes, let's get it down. He says, you know what? Absolutely not. On Bezim and Beis, there was only one sukkah. And they all sat together. There was only one tradition on the bottom. And that one tradition is that they all sat in the sukkah together. So isn't that, what do the Chachamim do with that? The Chachamim do with that in the following. I want you to get this. One of two pshatim, get this down, Avram. Either number one, the Chachamim hold like the Rishonim, that mothers are not mechuyev in chinuch. Number one possibility. Avram, get it down, even though you're tired. One possibility, you know, otherwise you're going to forget it. One possibility is that the Chacham hold that a mother is not mechuyev in chinuch, so therefore it doesn't shed any light on what whether sukkah is kshera. Or the other possibility is that the Chacham that came back and forth inside and out didn't say a word. Why not? Because they hold like who? They held like Rebuta. Chacham say we don't hold like them. We would have criticized her. We would have criticized her. Chacham that came in and out, you only held like Rebuta. You follow me? So according to the Pnei Yeshua, there was only one structure, and there was only one tradition of Bezim and Beis, and that is that they all sat together, lock, stock, and barrel, done. He says, it's very hard for me to imagine that if they sat in two different situations, Halacha L'maisa, that that's what Rebuta and the Rabbanan are arguing on. That they had two different traditions, that is very difficult. Why is that so difficult? Because why? Generally, we said you can never have machloikis in what? Mitzias. Historical, we said. But if you're going to present historical machloikis, I mean, present it. According to the Ritva, the Gemara, you're just filling in the blank. The Gemara should have said it. It's very hard for him to imagine, says the Pnei Yeshua, that we were talking about two different what? Two different instances, two different traditions of what happened without the Gemara saying it? Says the Pnei Yeshua, come on, it can't be. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says, no, Rav Ashi did discover America. And on Bezim and Bezim, there was only one tradition, and the Chumim either held that Reb Yehuda, either Lamaisa, they held that a mother's not Mechuyev in Chinuch, or they held that the Chumim that went in and out held like what, Reb Yehuda, and they would have criticized her, Halacha Lamaisa. But that's Lamaisa, what I wanted to begin with in Shir. Please get this Nakuda. Machlekes Ritva Pnei Yeshua, how to learn up the Gemara Bezim and Beis. Yoni, you got it? Very important, the Bishlam on the bottom. Do you fill in the blank or not? The Ritva says you do. Rabbi Pnei Yeshua says no need to. Halacha Lamaisa, there's no need to at all. Okay, that's the first Mahalak I wanted you to get. Okay, number two. Let's get this. We pointed out, but we have to add today a tremendous chiddush which we didn't say last week, okay? And that is the following. The Gemara goes on and asks, according to Rav Huna, The Gemara says that a derech for a woman to sit in a sukkah ketanik, which could be arba amos or arba amos kundra of huna, and according to who? According to Rav Chanan bar Abba, it's shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim. So Gemara says it's not derech. So Gemara says, well, maybe the whole thing is cubicles. The whole thing is cubicles. A queen is palatial. She wants to have a big room to have people. So what does the Gemara end up saying? Rabba bar Rav Huna, that she sat where? In a cubicle. But there was a sukkah gedolah where she played the guests. So since the kids were what? In that big sukkah, the Chum didn't say anything, and because they sat in separate places, the Rebbe said they sat together. There's a historical tradition. Okay. Now, when the Gemara concludes, there's a big problem. And what was that problem? We said that according to Rav Chanan bar Abba, how on earth can seven kids fit in the same place where she's sitting? In Rosh Rubel Shulchanot. So we had different suggestions in Rashi. Rashi, you know, either it was what? Either we said it was diagonal, or either we said that what? That there were, you know, they packed them all in, Rosh Rubel. You know, I don't think I mentioned this, but I want you to get this down. According to Ben Yoyada, that their feet were no, but what I was bothered by with the Ben Yoyada is that their Rosh Rubel is leaning in the Sukkah Gedolah. So that's how he packs them all in. So you have to add on, I think, the Ben Yoyada. There are at least some kids that are in the Sukkah Ketana. You know what I mean? Because the Ben Yoyada says, according to Rav Shimi Dasvi, they're sitting diagonally. According to Ben Yoyada, they're what? According to Ben Yoyada, they're sitting in the what? They're sitting in the Sukkah Gedolah, but their feet is Tachas the Shulchan, which is in the Sukkah Gedolah. And he says that they're inclining Rosh of Arubo in the Sukkah Gedolah. But don't you need the kids to fit in what? The Sukkah Ketana? No?
Shot that Lamaisa, they weren't sitting in the Sukkah Ketana.
No, but you need some of them to sit in order to have the Machlaikas, right? He needs to prove his point, David. Rebuta needs to always prove his point according to the Rabbanan that it's good. So at least he needs some of them. I guess what he wanted to say, to fit them all in, I guess a lot of them were what? Rosh of Arubam, Sukkah Gedolah, he says that's what you have to say. Rosh of Arubam, the Sukkah Gedolah. I don't know, Lamaisa, but how do you, that's how he's, but I'm bothered by it. If they're all Rosh Rubam, Sukkah Gedolah, then you need something to be in the Sukkah Ketana, no? So maybe some of them were, so why don't you get that down in your notes? That was a little bit of a horror. We have to point out, according to Ben Yoyada's shot. And then we had Rabbi Yaakov Emden that said what? They were actually lying. They were Mekesubin. And the fourth shot was the Ginza Yosef that we said that what? You remove the table, and they what?
They sat where the table was.
And it's Ella Kiskufin. They were sitting what? They were not sitting, they were standing vertically. One sec, Matthew, okay? So I want you to get that horror we said in that Ben Yoyada. But at the end of the day, yeah, go ahead.
And according to Rashi, right, we just saw today, they were not that. It's very, very simply put. Rashi says that Kidar Shamak, that Alon Naroseya, Masharseya, I'm assuming that her Naroseya and the Masharseya were sitting with her in the Sukkah Ketana. How could you even read into Rashi that the kids were with her also? It's Naroseya.
No, that was a previous stage in the Gemara. When it said Darko Shalmalka, Leishu, Sukkah Ketana, that's before the Gemara gets the Ketonius, Ketonios. Right?
No,
that was before the Gemara got to the cubicles.
No, but weren't we saying, so even
at that point of the Gemara, she was sitting in herself and they were outside. We don't want them to be outside. They got to be in with her.
Even if in the Ketonius, right, you can still extrapolate for Rashi that wherever the queen was sitting, that her maids and servants were.
Well, so you got to pick up the stages. Sukkah has good Ketonius that she was in her cubicle and they were in their cubicles. And then the Gemara says, but if there's no Sukkah Ketonius, it's appellation. That's the way you got to read it. Okay? So we got that. Please get that Hara down. We said for the Beni Shkai. From the Beni, we're adding on. So at the end of the day, Rashi continues, says, I give up. Rashi says, I don't like any of these answers. The bottom line is the Gemara rejects Rav Chanan bar Abba. This answer is only according to Rav Huna. Yes?
Yeah.
The Gemara rejects it. So the Ritva added on. What do we add on? That why didn't the Gemara just explicitly say that he was rejected? Because he was on shaky ground anyway on sturdy waters. Because it said, come on, the Lochad, they said to say that it's like a chicken coop. So Gemara didn't need to explicitly elucidate that he's being slugged up. Yes? Comes along, Tysus on the top. Get this. This is where we add on this Chiddush now. But what did Tysus say? Tysus says, I'm sorry, I beg to differ. Let's learn Tysus' push shot like the Bach. Tysus says, I beg to differ. The Gemara says, Rechanan Barabbah. Because Shiva, talking about Shiva Dach means square inches. Means a square area. And we added a riot of that. It's described as Rosh Rubel Shoshachano. You know, does the din of Shiva Tvachim al Shiva Tvachim ever appear? Please get this down in your notes. I looked up the Beis Yosef just now, before Shir. Simin Tov Reisham and Dalet Sifkan Nav. Where did this number come from? Please get it. The Gemara on Daf Tetzayin and Beis that David and Matthew asked me about, on the bottom line at Tetzayin and Beis says, Shir Meshach Sukkah, Kitana Shiva. It only says the word Shiva. What does Shiva mean? What does Shiva mean? Seven. What does the word Meshach mean? Usually means width and length. But it never says Beferis Shiva Shiva. The Beis Yosef points out, this Gemara, he also points out, the Rosh in Siman Aleph says Shiva Tachma Shiva Tachim, because a man is sits in Amma and the Shulchan's a Tefach. Okay? Yushalmi says the Shulchan's a Tefach. The Rif says at the end of the Pirik HaYashon, how much is Kenei Rosh of Shulchano, David? Shiva Tachma Shiva Tachim. Yes? So you have a Rosh, you have a Rif, that come up with the number. But the only evidence you have in the Gemara was that number on Tetzayin and Beis that says Meshach Sheva. So, Lamaisa, I want you to get this. Comes along the Bach, Pshat, and Tyson says, I want you to know something. I can fit them in easily. Because it was 24.5 times 2. 24.5 wide times 2 comes out to 49 square inches. And therefore, I fit them all in. Therefore, that's what he means, La Pirchi. So according to the Bach, Pshat, and Taisvus, we've saved Rav Chanan Bar Abba. And the Machlokas is exactly that, and she was able to fit them all in, according to Reb Yudim. Because we view it as square inches. So therefore, we've saved Rav Chanan Bar Abba. But according to Rashi, we're Machadish, Rashi defies that square inch theory, yes? So since Rashi defies that square inch theory, he says Rav Chanan Bar Abba was rejected. Okay. I want you to get this now, Chlor. We had mentioned the Magen Avraham, but the pshat of the Magen Avraham and Taz is the following. Simin Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet, Sifkat and Aleph. Both the Magen Avraham there and the Taz say the following Kiddush. Please get it down. But we did not say this last week. I want you to get it. He has a completely different pshat. They add the word Ella in. Lohaisa Rechava Ella Shiva Tfachim. Meaning, it was 24.5, let's say, times 7. Meaning, the width or the length was 7, and the other one was 24.5. Meaning the Magen Avraham and the Taz say, the Rav Chanan Bar Abba said, the Machlokas between Rav Yudin and the Chum is by a Sukkah Ktana. What is the definition of a Sukkah Ktana, Yosef? As long as one of the numbers is 7. As long as one of the numbers, either width or length is 7, that's enough. It is not 7 by 7. It is only have to be 7. Do you understand what I'm saying? We didn't mention this. All it has to be is 7. 24.5 times 7, it's 7. Ella Rechava. That fits in, that latches on to Machlokes Reb Yudin and the Chachamim. Reb Yudin proved his point. Chachamim say, no, we had a different tradition. The kids sat differently than her. But that's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham say. It's an amazing Chiddush, guys. But after thinking about it, it's not so nuts. Because the Gemara never says anywhere what. I want you to get this down. I'm not going to remember this, I'm telling you. You got to get this down. You gotta get it done. Even though you're tired, you're gonna forget it. What's the raya? The raya is the Gemara never anywhere says 7 on 7. It says Meshach Sheva. The Rosh and the Rif give Sheva. So maybe they interpret the Gemara Meshach means only one of the sides. You follow me? Only has to be 7, not the whole thing. So it comes out according to the Magen Avraham and the Taz that Tosfos Yosef does not want. In a Chanami, you could fit them in. With 24.5 times 7. And it's a machlokes Reb Yudin and the Chachamim exactly on that. But they are also defying the what? The square inch what? They are defying also the square inch theory. They are defying it. Okay? Only according to the Bach Pshat and Taisus is it correct, the square inch theory. According to Magen Rav and the Taz, Lav Pirchim means they're answering the question. We're also saving Rav Chanan Bar Abba. And we fit the kids in. Much easier now. They only require one of the numbers to be 7. But the bottom line is that what, according to Tosfos, no matter what, please get it down in your notes, whether you say like the Bach and the Magen Avraham's Pshat, Magen Avraham Taz's Pshat, David, we are saving Rav Chanan Bar Abba. Rashi, no matter how you slice, is defying either or. He's either defying the square inch theory, which is the Bach Pshat and Tosfos, or he's either defying that all you need is one of the numbers to be 7. Rashi's learning you need 7 on 7 dafka. Not square inches and not one of them being 7. You got me, David? That's why Fitz and you had asked me last week, La Pirchi, it's not really so good, Rebbe. Now it's beautiful why it's La Pirchi. Because Toys is answering it no matter what. He's solving Rav Chanan Bar Abba. You got me? Now I want you to get this down as a model. There is a requirement for a mezuzah to be on a house, at least as Arba or Abba. I want you to get this as a model. Does Arba Amos mean 8 by 2 for mezuzah? Machloikis Rambam Rush. Please get it down. Machloikis Rambam Rush, and the Shulchan Aruch Paschas like the Rambam. That for the shear of a mezuzah, it's 8x2. Doesn't have to daf, can be 4x4. Okay?
Why can't we extrapolate that here?
I'm just pointing out that there's a similar. Here we're suggesting Lalach Lamaisa. Okay, and I'm glad he asked me that. Let's get it down. Now, how do we paskin? Oh, now that we set it up, how do we paskin? Get it down. Let's get it down, Matthew. The Mishabrura paskins. Simin Tufrei Shlama Dalet Sifkot and Aleph, like the Muggin of Rum. Wow. He paskins like the Muggin of Rum that we do not allow square inches. Okay? We do not allow square inches. It means Shiva Lamaisa. It means Shiva Lamaisa by 245, but it's not square inches. The Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskal Sukkah She'ain says you can put in the corner Halacha Lamaisa the table. And we're not making Xer, which we're going to get back to. Okay, we're going to get back to that. Okay? But the bottom line is that we paskin like the Muggin of Rum. We paskin like the Muggin of Rum and Taz. That's when Mishnah Brura is Machriya. Al Pi Din. Okay? So it's very, very interesting, this what? This Chiddush. Okay? That we have of what? That we have of the Muggin of Rum. Amazing Chiddush. Okay, now, I want to get to the following. Yes, Matthew.
I'm going to have two questions. One, can we say that the Arba Al Amo, Arba Al Arba could be extrapolated to 16 square 12 square amos, but that's 4x4 davka.
And by mezuzah, machleis Rambam Rush.
When you hold by Rav,
no one says that.
No one says it's 4x4 davka.
No one says that. Halacha lemaisa. If we don't accept the square inches by shivtah shivtfachim, we seem because why? You tell me why. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because we don't paskin arba. We paskin shiva al-tfam, so it never makes a difference.
And then my second thing was,
that's a good kasha, yes. You understand what he was asking? Would you interpret arba amos like square inches? We don't, because we don't paskin arba amos. We paskin shiva al-tfam in. So it's a moot kasha. But it's a great horror. Yeah, go ahead.
And then could we say that another raya for the reading of Taz and Magen Ram, that it's just one has to be shiva, and it doesn't have to be shiva by shiva, is that here before it says arba al arba, but there only says shiva, so
could be that's why I mentioned it. That's what I wanted to say, perhaps, because there's no Gemara that says it first. Rishonim are the ones that come up with it. Gemara just says Meshach Shev in the bottom Tetzayin and Beis. Excellent. Okay, now based on this chiddush that we just had, I want to go over, because we have to add a chiddush to it. Lamaisa, we had the chiddush of the Muggin of Rum. Okay, let's get this. I want to add on to the chiddush of the Muggin of Rum. The Muggin of Rum in Tufrei Shamadal Sifkonav is mechadesh that if you have a large sukkah, you cannot sit in the corner. So I'm convinced after thinking about this a long time, after Shir and Lamaisa, and also this morning, it's over the weekend, I'm convinced we're discussing the following scenario. Because based on what the Sanzer Rav said, I'm convinced that we have a little what? You have a little bit of an alcove. You know what an alcove is? It's not a literal corner. You have an alcove, a strange looking sukkah, but the Muggin of Rum says if you would sit in this alcove, he says you're not Yotzei. Why are you not Yotzei? I want you to get this down. This is the correct shot of the Muggin of Rum. The way we presented it was a regular corner here. It's got to be an alcove. So the Muggin of Rum says, I believe that if that alcove is not Shiva Tachim or Shiva Tvachim, it's a narrow place, and even if the rest of the sukkah is large, you would not be Yotze. Okay? This is a Chiddush Nifla of the Muggin of Rum. Okay? Now, comes along the Bikurei Yaakov and Sifkot and Beis. And the Bikurei Yaakov says, if you have a round sukkah, as long as you can circumscribe a square in there, it's mutter to sit in there, where you can circumscribe shiva al shiva. But outside that shiva al shiva, it's going to be a Karen Zavis. Okay? You got that? Comes along, yeah, the Muggin of Rum says, if you have a circle, not the Muggin of Rum, the Bikurei Yaakov says, if you have a circle, You have to make sure you sit in the square, David, that Shiva Shiva. Okay? You sit here outside the Shiva Shiva, then that's considered to be too narrow, and you are not Yotzei. So it comes along, please, Matthew, get this down. Comes along the Bir Halacha, which I wanted you to see. The Bir Halacha says in Dirmaska Sukkah Shein, which we already quoted once. The Bir Halacha Dirmaska Sukkah Shein, because remember we said that the Mishabrua said Halacha Lamaisa when he was discussing that case of what? Of going like the Magen Avraham about the table, which we'll get back to. So you could put a table there. But listen to this. The Bir Halacha says this is a ridiculous comparison. He says you cannot compare the alcove to a circled sukkah. The circled sukkah, Lamaisa, is totally fine. There's no chiluk to niksos l'emsa. There's no, you're never narrow when you're sitting in the circle sukkah. He says, no, the achronim would say such a thing. He says, in our case, you had a wall, you have a sukkah, you feel boxed in, and it's nikkar that it's a karen. This karen is chaluk from the rest of the sukkah. The alcove too, Allah l'maisa. So therefore, the Magen Avraham is machmer. Don't tell me, l'maisa, that Bikurei Yankiv says, comes along, it starts like with the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says you cannot sit in this alcove if it's less than what? If it's less than Shiva on the width or the length. Magen Avraham says you can't sit there. Bikurei Yankiv says it will extrapolate this to a circle sukkah. If you're sitting over here outside the Shiva, it should be the same problem. Bikurei Yankiv says it's ridiculous. Anywhere you sit in the circle, you never feel that it's narrow. Never feel the narrowness. So he says that for sure is good. No problem at all. Here this is distinct. You know this is Nikar, that it's a Karen's office. So in that case, I can understand. Okay? That's what the Magen Avraham comes along the Senzer Rav. Who's the Senzer Rav? The Derech Chaim. And he says that's only if it's what? If it's not what? The Karen is not wide 7 Tfachim. But if the Karen is wide 7 Tfachim, it's fine. Even though it's not long. Okay? Fine. I want you to get that. The Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim is the Senzer Rav. Senzer Rav says, as long as what? As long as it's what? 7 wide. If it's 7 wide, he says it's fine. Even though the length is not 7 wide. He says that's not a problem. That's what the Senzer Rav says. So Lamaisa, the Divrei Chaim is not accepted. The Bir Halacha says he thinks it's wrong. He's doichish. In the same Bir Halacha, he's doichish dvarim, and he concludes, anything that's not Shiva Tvachim, both wide and what? Both width and length, you have to be machmer like the Magen Avraham and don't sit there. Don't sit there at all, pidin. So the Senzer Rav wants to say, no, as long as it's 7 wide, I don't care how long it is, then it's kosher. He says, no, it's got to be both. Says the Bir Halacha, it's got to be both. The Magen Avraham says, you got to be both, and that's it. Chazanish says, Halacha L'maisa, he thinks the whole thing is wrong. Why does the Chazanish say that he thinks the whole thing is wrong? He's makel against the Magen Avraham, because why? Because he says the whole sfar of the Magen Avraham is because you feel narrow. He says, are you really narrow? Do you really feel narrow over here?
You may.
I don't know. I thought maybe yes, but the Chazanish is assuming you're not narrow.
Your back is to the big area.
I don't know. I guess in the case in our Gemara, if you think about the case in our Gemara, I guess you're a cubicle, you could think of it more. I guess this is less than a cubicle. That's what the Chazanish says. Chazanish, okay. But
the
normally, objectively, he says you feel the Chazanish says that the whole. Okay, I hear what you're saying, Adam. But the whole svar of the Magen Avraham is that you're narrow to sit there, so he thinks it's not a problem. Allah
Halom Ma'isa. So the only reason why it's not okay is because if the person doesn't feel.
It's not subjective. It's an objective standard.
A normal standard of being.
Right, but what I'm saying is the Chazanish doesn't agree with the Magen Avraham's whole thing because he feels like, I can understand in the case in the Gemara Kitnio Shabbat, there was a cubicle. So a cubicle, but in this case, the alcove, he doesn't feel that way. So the Chazanish says, Lomaisa, he thinks that, okay, I can hear both. I thought maybe it would be narrow. But the Chazanish is not the same. I think you can understand the difference between the cubicle might be more narrow because you're being separated off from everyone else. Here you're not, because you're facing what? At least you're open to everyone else, you know? That's what I think. I think that's where the Chazanish is coming from. See, our case is much more narrow, whereas this case, at least you're open up to everyone. The truth is, what does the Bikurei Yaakov slug up the Magen Avraham? Remember what we said? He said that what? He said they're not comparable, because the Kitnios is a separate Rishus, in a sense. It's its own what? It's its own, you know, sukkah in a sense, even though it's one structure. Mashenkin, this alcove, it's all one sukkah. So it's all one sukkah, Lamaisa. You know, it's much different. So he says, Lamaisa, I think the Magen Avraham's wrong, but he says, I can't be Mekel on the Magen Avraham. He's too nervous to be Mekel against Avraham. The Chazanish said, no. I have no problem being what? I have no problem being Mekel against the what? Against the Magen Avraham. Because he says the whole psal yotzim, he says the whole thing should be puzzled. The whole psal yotzim the sukkah should be puzzled because you're feeling the schach over it. So you're expanding the schach from this part to the whole sukkah. Oh, this part's bad, so maybe everything should be bad. I don't know why you would say that. I thought we only say psal yotzim according to the Gemara only with schach that's kosher. Psal meaning schach, not psul. So Chaznish is saying no, psal yotzim, it's bad there, it's bad there. Why would that be? Why should that be necessarily?
That's not
Mako, that's Mako. Yeah, exactly. Psal Yotz is only usually when it's Mako, but that's what forced him to say that it must be the alcove is kosher. That's what he wants to tie in Allah Lamaisa Chazanish. Right, right. In other words, what the Bikuri Yaakov did say, and I want you to get this down, because I gave it to you in Amar Makomas as well, we didn't mention on Thursday. Bikuri Yaakov said, I will do one thing, put the table there. You can put the table in the corner. You can be Mekel like the Magen Avraham. You can be Mekel against the Magen Avraham. I don't want to be Mekel, so I'm nervous. So I won't put a person in the corner like the Magen Avraham, but I will put the table there. Oh, so that leads us to the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches. Take a look at the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches. Okay, we're going to get to it tomorrow also in the Gemara Daf Kibay. I just want to take a look at it. The Mishnah Sukkah Daf Chav Ches. Take a look. Amud Aleph on the bottom. Okay, it says, what happens if you're sitting in a sukkah? Mishaya Rosh of Aruba Basukkah, Vishulchan of Basukkah Bayis. You have Rosh of Aruba Basukkah, and the table's in the house. They shame post and Bisil Machshirin. Yes? So the Gemara has, Mishnah has a story. Amalim Basil Beshamai. Lokachai Amaisa Shahoch, Zikne Beshamai, Zikne Basil of Akras, Rabbi Yochanan Menachoronis. Didn't they visit him? Umatso Shayosh of Rosh of Basukkah. Shulchan B'sukhabayis l'omro lo davar, didn't say a word. Amrim b'sham isham raya? That's a raya? Afeim amrim lo. They also said to him, Imken ayit noeg lo kiyavim sukkah mi'amecha. Wow, they said it like it is. He said, if you sat in the sukkah all your whole life like that, you never filled sukkah in your life. Well, again, it's historical tradition. Same thing. It's not Metzias. Historical tradition, what happened?
They don't know.
It's different. Historical is different than Metzias. Yeah, but remember we said there are two versions, like we said. That's the whole form. We said historical is different than Metzias. So there's two versions in the history. So it says, Lokiyapta Mitzah Sukkah Mi'amecha. So the Gemara goes on to say that there's a Gzeira that if you have a table in your house, what's it then? You might follow after the table. You might not be eating in the house. The Shammai makes this Gzeira. Now I want you to get this down, because the Bikuri Yaakov pointed out, you know what? I even though I argue on the Magen Avraham, but I'm nervous, so I don't want to put a human being in the alcove. But what I will put in the alcove is a table. So if I put an alcove in the table, if I put a table in the alcove, won't that be a Gzeira of what? Shami Yimshach Achar Shulchano. So first of all, let's see, how do we paskin? Okay, how do we paskin? So let's get it. How do we paskin? We paskin like Beis Shammai. Question is, what is the scope of the psak of Beis Shammai? We paskin that if you sit in the sukkah and your shulchan is in your house, or the shulchan is outside the sukkah, it's usur. It's like you didn't eat in the sukkah. You need your sukkah. You need the table to be in the sukkah. I don't care how big your sukkah is. It's considered to be a what? Considered to be a problem. So I'm looking at this Bikuri Yaakov. You got this? So we paskin like Beis Shammai. It's one of the cases. We'll get more involved in that tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. But what's the issue at hand here? What's the issue at hand? He says, why don't I make a gzera after the shulchan in the alcove? Because there are many poskim that don't hold the gzera even if the shulchan's in the bias. I'm saying, what? We paskin like Beis Shammai. So what did you say? There are many poskim that say we don't make a gzera if the shulchan's in the house. But I thought we hold like Beis Shammai. Again, he says, put the table in the corner. Don't put a human being. Put the table in the corner. I'm not afraid, Matthew, that a person's going to go after the table. What do you mean you're not afraid? We hold like Beis Shammai, right? That's what I was bothered by.
Go after the body.
No, so I want you to get this. Please get this down. The Rambam Empiric Fabulach Aches and the Shachrach Simin Tafresh Lamadat Sivtal hold Lamaisa exactly what we said, that you cannot have anything in the house, cannot have the table in the house, you're done. I don't care how big of a sukkah it is, it's usher. However, there are many Rishonim, namely the Rit Ran and the Ritvin, Sukkah Daf Gimel. The Bir Halacha quotes there in Dirmasko Afilu, please get this, that says that the only time we hold of the hold of Beis Shammai is when there is no room in the sukkah for the table. It's a sukkah ktana that does not have makom for the shulchano. Rosh of a rubo v'shulchano, but lamaisa, it's exera, the table lamaisa can't get in there for whatever reason. The table can't get in there. There's rosh of a rubo, and for some other reason, I don't know, there's something else, there's a sink or something, whatever it is, but the table cannot fit in. So the Ritva and the Ran say, if the table cannot fit in, you know what happens? Then we're worried about Beis Shammai. Then we're worried that you're going to end up eating outside or eating in the house. However, you know why that's bad? Because that's called the Diras Rucha. What's a Diras Rucha? It's a bad type of living. No one lives like that normally throughout the year. However, Matthew, but a Sukkah Gedola that has a Makom L'Shulchano, a Sukkah Gedola that has a place for the table, but there's just a gzera, we make a gzera that if you put the shulchan in the house or outside, people are going to follow after the table. There we hold like Beis Shammai, we don't make the gzera. So that's what the Bikuri Yaakov is referring to, Yoni. That there are some Rishonim that limit the gzera of Beis Shammai very strongly. You follow me? In other words, they don't say Beis Shammai's gzera all the time. They only say it at Beis Shammai and at Beis Sukkah Ktana, where you didn't have room to put the table, you put it outside. So then we're talking afraid you're going to follow the table. But in a situation where there was room for the table and the table's not in there, then we don't hold like Beis Shammai, we hold like Beis Sil. Okay? You got me? That's the Chiddush, that's what the Bikuri Yaakov wanted to point out. That's the Chiddush of the Bikuri Yaakov. Bikuri Yaakov said, you know what? I'm very nervous for the Magen Avraham, so I won't put a human being in the alcove, but I'll put the table. Why aren't you worried about Gzeir Shemim Shachar Chashono? He says, many poskim don't hold that Gzeir at all. Many poskim don't hold that Gzeir at all. What are you talking about? What do you mean they don't hold the Gzeira at all? Of course they do. We hold like Beis Shammai. It says in Shulchan Aruch. No. The Ran and the Rifa limited greatly. They say we only possibly Beis Shammai in a case where there was no room for the table. Then we're not afraid you're going to follow the table. Matthew, follow me? Please get that down. You got to get this down. Right? Whereas if there is room for the table and the table's not in there, we hold like Beis Sil. We don't make the Gzeira. You follow me? So that's what the Bikuri Yaakov meant. Okay? That's what I was bothered by. So that's what the Bikuri Yaakov meant when he said this Chiddush. Okay, everyone got that? You got it, Matthew? You got it down? That according to what? The Bikuri Yaakov says, I won't put a human being in the alcove, I'll put a table. Why aren't you afraid about Gzeir Shem and Yimshach HaShachano to the alcove?
Only when there is not enough room.
Because we don't paskin like that. We paskin Beis Shammai across the board, like the Ram and Shulchan Aruch. But there are Rishon, the Ram and Rib, they're limited. So since they're Rishon, they're limited, I'm not going to be worried about Gzeir Shem HaShachano when the Shulchan is what? Is Besok what? Is besoft the alcove, and therefore I won't be worried about it. Because some postum don't even have it anyway. Allah alamaisa. So that's what it meant. Okay? We got that? David, clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Now, one more Nakuda, then we got to get to Tzom Gedalia. The other Nakuda I wanted to get to is in that same Mishnah B'Daf Chaf Ches. Take a look at the end of that Mishnah B'Daf Chaf Ches. It says, cotton, shein tzorach limo chayiv b'sukkah. A cotton that doesn't need his mother is chayiv in a sukkah. Maisa, there was a story. Yolda kalaso shel Shammai Hazaken, the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken gave birth. Upiches as amivah, they popped open the roof. Besichich agabi amitish b'shul cotton. Wow. Here you have an infant, a baby, and they popped up schach. Why is that so strange? It's not a cotton shein yigiyah l'chinuch. We said ktanim are potter shelo yigiyah l'chinuch. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara in Amud Beis, that says that a cotton shein yigiyah l'chinuch is chayav, a cotton shelo yigiyah l'chinuch is potter. So the Gemara says this story uproots that. No, so the Gemara says there was something missing. Take a look at Chav Chesem Beis right before the Mishnah. Ma'isa v'yalda kolaso kulei ma'isa listor. This Maisa contradicts it. Chesurim Echzer Vachik Tani. Shammai Machmir. Shammai was machmir. Machmir even for a what? A little boy. Shammai was machmir lamaisa. Yeah? Unbelievable. So what's going on here? Even a cotton shana tzarech l'imo is chayiv, even a baby? So it can't be. A baby don't know what they're flying. So you have to say, the Ritva adds on here, I want you to get it down. We're talking about a child that's not an infant. There's a child that's not a baby, a little bit older, but not igil chinuch. And Beis Shammai held that the chiyuv of sukkah was even on what? Was even on a katan shelo yigil lechinuch, that you have an obligation to see to it that they're going to be what? You have an obligation to see to it that they're going to what? Be and that's what it means. He was machmer. He was machmer more than the shear. Even a katan lemais that still needed his mother, he was what? He said you have to educate him. Okay, you follow me? This is the pshat lamais. It doesn't mean a baby. It means what? It means it was another child that was what? That was a little bit older, but still what? Still was what? Still needed the mother to be by the mother, and therefore that child was mechuyev. So that's what the Gemara means, beferish, according to what? According to Beis Shammai. Okay, we got that? That's how you read what? That's how you read the Gemara. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Okay? So that to that degree, Shammai Hazaken wanted his what? Wanted his baby to be what? To be in there, halacha lemaisa, with the schach. Didn't mean the baby, it meant the child was a little bit older than the baby. And then, therefore, they should be in. That's how the Ritva wants to read it, halacha lemaisa. It's a very interesting pshat lemaisa, because the bottom line is that what? Is that it seemed to be the Gemara was going on the baby. But that's what he wanted to tain it. He wanted to say that what? The ketan rachai mesukah from Xerz HaKosuf. Maybe even a cotton that's not a bar chinuch, even a tana than our bar chinuch lemaisa, even less than a chinuch, because of exerus hakosuf lemaisa, the drasha of kol is to include even tanim that are not necessarily gil chinuch. Okay, that's a chiddush. All right, very good. So there we have it, lemaisa. That's the chiddushim that we have today on the chiddushim lemaisa of what? Of sukkah. We got it. Let's turn now to Som Gedalia. Okay, here we go. Does everyone have the packet? Okay. Lamaisa, I want to bring out to you guys that we really have four fast days throughout the year that revolve around the Churban. Okay? The four fasts are the following. Number one, Tzom Gedalia. Number two, Asar B'Teves. Number three, Shavuos V'Tammuz. And number four, Tisha B'Av. They all revolve around the Churban. Okay, let's get this. And the bottom line is that they're all mentioned in Navi, Divrei Kabbalah. They're all mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah, all the four fasts. The only one, Lamaisa, the date is Bat Midrabanan. In the Poskin Schari, it says Som, Chamishi, Revi, Shmini, and Asiri. Yes? Never mentioned the date once. The Magen Ron, the Bechvin Cheschinuch says the particular day of the date of 9th of Av, 10th of Teves is all Durabanan. Okay? The Navi requires a fast one day in that month. It's an important nekuda to point that out, the Minchas Chinuch says. But these are four fasts that revolve around the Churban, halacha lemaisa. And it could very well be that, as the Mishabura is Masber here to you, and I want you to get this, is that there are properties to the day of Tainus. And there are two approaches. Tainus has a chalois. What is the chalois of a tainus? Number one is that it manifests itself as a day of tshuva. Number one, it's a day of tshuva. Number two, a tainus is a day of tshuva. It's a tshuva, but it also is a yom korban. It's a yom of a korban. Tainus is a mixus yontif. Okay? How do you know that a tainus is a mixus yontif? How do you know it's a mixus yontif? The Rambam places Hilchos Tainus in Sefer Zmanim. What's in Sefer Zmanim? Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif. See, it's a partial Yontif. He doesn't place it in Hilchos Avelis. Geography in the Rambam is very important. And the Rambam places all the dinim of Tainus in the Sefer Zmanim. So you see from here that it has what properties to the day? It's a chalais to the day. It's a partial Yontif. How does it manifest itself? Manifests itself either as being a day of tshuva, like the Mishnah Berurah says. The Isra Achila in drinking is to set up an environment of tshuva. I remember when I was a little boy, I used to play ball all day and fast, like I was a strong man. A big, tough guy. I could play ball all day and not eat and drink. You know what? I missed the whole boat of the fast. The whole boat of the fast is to do tshuva, introspect, become a better person. The Isra Achila V'Shtiyah creates an environment for that. You follow me? And therefore, exactly. Correct. So therefore, it's not a Hilchos Machalas Asuras. We would say for Kiddush in the Rambam. It's a Hilchos Tainis. So you see clearly that Halacha L'Maaseh, it's considered to be either Yom Tshuva or it's considered to be a Yom Korban. Now, how do you see that it's a Yom Korban? So let's get it. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yitzayin Amav quoted in Shulchan Aruch. When I bring the Sefer Namah, you'll see it. I will stick with the Sefer on it. The today of Mincha we're supposed to say at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, the diminution of my fats and bloods should be as if I offered myself in the Mizbech. And the Archgold Siddur, in the shaded part, you're supposed to say it. You know, we have the Archgold Siddur here?
Yeah,
Daniel? Lamaisa? Yosef, you got it? Says Beferish Lamaisa, that you're supposed to say it today, before the second of the Ratzel. The diminution of my fats and bloods, as if I have to be on the Mizbech. So Lamaisa, you see that what? They have it? There it is. No, it's at the end. The end of the Davin. The end of Shemoneh Esrei before you the Ratzel. This one. This is Ribono Olam. I'm supposed to say it. Halacha L'maaseh. The diminution of my fats and bloods is if I offer myself in the Mizbech. Because the Tainis has a property of a Korban. Number one is the Ribono Olam. Number two. What about Lel Tainis? You know what the Ramah says? If a man's bowl of nida and Hilchos Nida, he's got to fast 40 days. And the night of the Tainis, he cannot eat meat and drink wine. That's what the Ramah writes. What does that mean, Lel Tainis? The night before the fast or the night afterwards? Is it appropriate to have steak and wine and then you fast tomorrow? No. When does the halachic day begin?
At night.
At night. What's the Sfar to say meant the night afterwards? What's the Sfar to say meant the night afterwards? Is it appropriate I fast today and break it tonight with steak and wine? It's inappropriate. There's one area in Halacha where the Lila follows the Yom. What area in Halacha? Korbanos. Pei Gimel Amad Aleph and Chulin. Every other area in Halacha starts at night. But in Korbanos, tonight is like today. I can eat tonight, break it with milk. It's not with fleshiks. It is inappropriate. Many poskim extend that Ramadan if it's needed to all fast. Never you are allowed to break with fleshiks except for Tainis Hester and Yom Kippur. But in a Tainis of Avelis and the Korban, it is inappropriate.
Is it also not
because it's a Yom Korban. Has a day of Korban to it.
Is it also not healthy?
Also not healthy. Correct,
yeah.
Adam. You're right. You're right. But Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. And Tainis Hester is a Tainis of Simcha. Therefore you can break with fleshiks. If we extend this Ramah, the Ramah is saying that it's a Yom Korban. Tainis is not just a Yom Tshuvin. It is a Yom Korban. Yes, Matthew.
There, Chagav, I was learning a sefer this over the Yom over the Din that quoted the Taz, who says the same thing on the Shabbat. Of course, it's like Tainis is a day when you, the Machshava of Tainis is like you bring the Korban.
Excellent. Very good. Excellent. You should be like that, Lamaisa. And therefore, there's a Chumra, the Magen Avraham, get it down. The same, the Shlach Kodesh, that you should be Machman the Chalesh Yenuyim. Guys always ask me, can you take a shower today? You can make her a din, but the Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kodesh, the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. A Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. You shouldn't take a shower today. Needless a sandal's fine, leather shoes is fine.
What about toothbrush?
Toothbrush, make her a din, you can do it except on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. I don't do it though. I don't do toothbrush on any times. Okay, I don't brush the teeth on any times. Much of the Magen Avraham says the Shlach Kodesh. There's an Indian to be machmir. You shouldn't take a shower today until tonight. But that shows that there's a manifestations to the day. Also, the Ritva says you need a Kabbalah, just like Shabbos and Yontif. You need a Kabbalah. Shabbos and Yontif. You have to mekabel Shabbos and Yontif. So since you have to makabel Shabbos and Yom Tov, good to see you. Since you have to makabel Shabbos and Yom Tov, since you have to makabel Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says there's a couple of times. It's an important day. Why do you say Anenu? at night. We don't say Aneinu at night. There's a sheet that says Aneinu at night. Why? There's a sheet that says Aneinu at night even though you're eating. Leilo, Kiyomo, to Shabbos. It's compared like Shabbos. Every second. Every second of the Tainus is similar like Shabbos.
But this fast is going to start at night.
I understand that, but the Rav said they're properties. The Rav argued on Rav Moshe.
So
are you allowed to what? Are you allowed to have, get it down, Yudin? Are you allowed to have a chasan on Lel Shemasa B'tamuz? The 3 week start, does an Isra to have what? Does an Isra to have weddings?
Yes.
The night of Shemasa B'tamuz, can you have a wedding? Rav Moshe said yes, it starts in the morning, the eating and drinking is also the fast. Rav said no. There are properties to a tainus, and they begin at night. The day of Cheshbon HaNefesh begins last night.
Those are totally different things.
Even though the Nisra Achilu Ishti is only in the morning.
Those are totally different things.
This is the finish. Please get these marmakamis down. Balel, what? Lel Shivasa V'tamuz. Do we allow a chasana? Machlek Shem Moshe and the Rav.
That makes sense. That makes sense. That one makes sense. But saying Aneinu does not make sense. Because you're not fasting.
Rashi says technically the night brings in the day, so it has...
No, I understand that, but okay. The fast
I understand, but it means the properties. You're, I hear you, Adam, but it means the properties.
Rob,
the properties.
Say, we could say it's the same type of svara that we said, and then we said a few parshas ago that the Rabbi said the first bracha of the day is mafia, because in order to have
good next day. Very good.
Hard.
Excellent. The Rambam says that there's a Tosefes Tishabal. How can there be Tosefes Tishabal? How could you have Tosefes Tisha B'Av? You can only have Tosefes on a Kedusha of a day. Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is the Arisa we said. How can you have Tosefes Tisha B'Av? Must be Kedusha to the day. There is Kedusha to the day of a Tainis. There's no doubt. There's a Kabbalah of the Tainis. There's Leilo Kiyomo. There's Leilo Shemos of the Talmud. The Rambam writes this about the Aneinu. And the, you know what the Ran says? The Ran says in Tainis, you don't say Kiddush in a Tainis. Shkoyah, says Rav Zolti. You need to tell me you don't say Kiddush on a Tainis? You don't say Kiddush on Lel Shemos Lel Tishavos. Thank you, Ron. What does the Ron have to point out? Because I would have a halamina that you would say Kiddush and don't drink it. Because it's Kiddush to a Tainis.
What?
And he points out there's no Kiddush. But I would have a halamina.
What?
Like we said by Shechiano on Yom Kippur. Who's going to drink it, remember?
Wait, I don't understand.
We said that with the Ritva?
Rabbi, I don't understand that one.
Because Kiddush ushers in a Kedusha to the day.
Yeah, I understand.
So the Ram points out there's no Kedusha in the Tainus.
No point is it don't need the Kedusha to the
day. What kind of Havamina is that? The Havamina is that there's Kedusha to a Tainus.
Yeah, without the Kiddush.
This is what I'm saying.
Without Kiddush. So why would
I understand.
You
and usually Yom Tovim Shabbos has Kiddush. So you would have. So he points out Tainus doesn't have one. What do you need to point out? He can't even drink.
It has by itself. How would you even think that you do
I understand, but there's a Havamina you might have pointed out. Kamashman, the Ron says nothing. Why don't you get all these Marmakamis down? This speaks volumes about that there's a mix of Yomtiv to a Tainus. That's why the Ron plays in Sefer Smanim. Please get down. The Ron writes in Perak Aleph Aloch Yedalin. You know what he says? You know what he says? That on the day of a Tainus, there's properties of doing Cheshbon HaNefesh. And at the very end, he says, what happens if you taste a little bit of soup in the morning? As you know how kids are like when they're little kids? Oh, I took a drink from the water fountain, I'm done with the fast. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
you took a drink by accident, it's ridiculous. You still finished the fast. The Rambam says that in the very same halacha. Rav Zolti says, why does Rambam put it in the very same halacha? Perek Aleph, get it down. Halacha Yudal, Lechustainis. In the very same, oh, I have it here. He says, what do I have to what? He says, these are the properties of a tainis. And then the very end, he says, if you eat and drink a little bit, you're mashlin taniso. Why isn't that not a separate halacha? Why do you geographically put it in the same halacha? What's the answer, Yosef? Because he wanted to convey the notion that what eating and drink is not the ikar of the tainus, the isser. The ikar is, because if you ate and drank, maybe you could say the tainus is done. The ikar is to do tshuva, you follow me? So if you ate a little bit, it's okay. You made a mistake, but you still got to fast. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, like the little kids, they drink water. Oh, I did by accident, the fast is over. That's a joke. We don't hold like that. That's what the Rambam says, let me read you the halacha. Yehuda, what was your kasha?
So, you're saying that by the fast is a kiddush, there is a kiddush on every day of holiness. For example, Purim, Hanukkah, on Yom Kippur, we don't have to say kiddush.
You're right.
Why would it happen?
Maybe I'm saying maybe the mixus yontif is maybe stronger by a tainus than those others. It's a good point. We don't have a shmuel. Listen to this. Listen to this halacha. Please get it down, Matthew. Perak Aleph Aloch Yudal Kol Ashori B'Tainis Anyone who's sitting in a tainis, vein shayim misan al tzaraso, whether it's misan al tzaraso or chalomo, you know, the only tainis that doesn't have a kabbal is a tainis chol, because you don't know if you're going to have a bad dream. You wake up in the morning, Mr. Bruce says you gotta fast no matter what, whether it bothers you or not. Or Hashem says you don't have to fast if it doesn't bother you. It's a good idea to give him out a stock you would eat that day. You shouldn't fast. The luck of the mice. Tiny skolom, Mr. Bruce says you should fast no matter what, whether it bothers you or not. Or Chashuka says you only fast if it bothers you. If it doesn't bother you, you don't have to. If a guy has a bad dream, God forbid.
Oh. Okay,
okay, whatever, a bad dream. Someone dies, God forbid. Lamaisa, so you should, Mr. Bruce says you should fast. It's too hard for him to fast to pay the amount of money you eat that day. The Rav Hashulchan says you only fast if it bothers you. If it doesn't bother you, you don't have to, but you still should give stalker. Okay? But I'm saying normally a tainis requires a Kabbalah, whether it's a tainis seabor. Why don't we have a Kabbalah for a tainis seabor? Because it's automatic. Everyone knows that today was the fast. Tainis yochid, if I want to fast on my yortzeit for my father, I have to accept upon myself in the other paragraph shadow. Right, the other shaded paragraph, I have to accept myself the mincha before taking a neder that I'm going to fast tomorrow. You can't just wake up in the morning and fast. There's a chashivas to the day. You need a Kabbalah. Tiny Skolom doesn't need a Kabbalah. You didn't know you'd have a bad dream. So he says, no matter what fast you're doing, Tiny Shokhid, whether for tzoro or for your dream, no parties, lo yaka rosho, no leitzonis, lo yisameh, ala doig va'onein. You can spit it. You can taste and spit it out. If you've forgotten it, you complete the tainus. He's putting in the same halacha to prove this nekuda. You follow me? That there's expression to the day of a tainus. Tainus is not a joke.
Wait, Rabbi, is there a specific thing you should do on the day of your wedding?
Yeah, you fast. You say vidu.
Say vidu. I say you say vidu, but you say you have to have a certain shivas and you have to do something like that.
Yeah, no, you're happy about it. It's a little bit different, Lamais. You're happy about
it's
it.
Still fast.
I understand. It's serious, though. You're right. You're right. It's serious. It's an interesting thing. It should be. It shouldn't be. Like, so you should learn. You should learn. You show them where you should learn with.
It's more like.
It's a good point. It's more solemn. It's not craziness. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Let's say I love Lamais. You're not only on a level where you fast on fast other than. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, and you decide today, like, trying to fast the Chatzos, but you break your fast.
You gotta fast the other four. It's in Shulchan Aruch.
I'm not
talking about you. I know you. I know you are fasting.
I'm just wondering, like, if I know someone that's planning on eating lunch today, should I tell the person to, after lunch, fast the rest of the day? Or is
yes.
it like, if you're
yes.
amazing,
yes.
eat lunch, don't fast the rest
yes.
of the day?
Yes, well said, Matthew. Well said, Matthew. Tell them to fast. And what do we say like that, Magen Avraham? Should have bread and water. Remember the kids on Tisha B'Av? They're going to eat the Zenavelis and Chinuch Bavelis. But he said they shouldn't have steaks. You have bread and water. Tell that guy to have, he shouldn't eat. Try to mishpi on the guy. Okay, you ready? Listen to this. Let's go. Take away the technology. The technology. Block it off. Okay, listen to this. Let's get it. We're building up the sugya about the tainus. Yes? We're building up the sugya about the tainus. Now, Lamaisa, it comes out that we have this Chiddush that there is, we quoted six Marmakindus. There's a Kabbalah. The night before we say Adena, which we don't possibly like, either because it's Yeshabbos. The Leil Shavuos for Tam is not allowed to have a wedding. The Rambam says Tosefus Tishbub. You only say Tosefus in his Kiddush. The Ryan says you don't say Kiddush. Koyach, of course you don't say Kiddush. The Rambam, the Sefer Sei Malacha, incorporates what? That you don't taste, if you taste something by accident, you finish the tainus, because that's not the ikur. We said the Ram puts it in Sefer Zmanim. Tainus is unique and special, Lamaisa. It's not just a day where you lose weight. It's a day either it's a Yom Korban or it's a day of tshuva. And the Yom Korban manifests itself in what? You say the Ribbon Olamim, and what else? Tonight you don't break with fleshes, correct? Because you expand the Chiddush of the Ramon, it was needed. Okay, the only time you're... Mr. Brew argues with this. Mr. Brew says the only fast that you can't break with fleshes is what? Tisha B'Av, because it goes to the 10th of Av. Mashma and Mishra Brua, other fasts you can break with fleshes. But this Mahalach is assuming not that way. There are posts that extend that Ramon Uchus needed and say you're never supposed to break in that vein. So now...
Which fast you said? He said this
is Mr. Brua says only Tisha B'Av you can't break with fleshes. But the others he says you can.
Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur, yeah, we're saying even according to our Mahalach, Yom Kippur you can, because Tainus, Esther's a Tainus of Simcha. Yom Kippur also has nothing to do with Avelis. Yom Kippur is Simcha, which we'll talk about, God willing, this week. There is Simcha on Yom Kippur. That's just Mavatel Shiva. Someone buries his loved one before Yom Kippur, it's Mavatel Shiva. Where's the Simcha? The Sudam Afsekis says the Nitziv. Also, we could say Kiddush Lavana right afterwards without breaking the fast, because we're beginning Simcha. Whereas on Tisha B'Av, you have to break the fast first, because you're B'Avelis. You follow me, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get this. What'd you say? Yes, B'Lifnei Hashem. Okay, now listen to this. The Rav said B'Lifnei Hashem is B'Simcha. This brings us to the following. I want to say a Chiddush about Tzom Gedalia. And then we have to see inside. I want to say that Tzom Gedalia is a marker in halacha for mental illness. What was the story with Gedalia ben Achikam? The Beis HaMikdash had just been destroyed. He was the governor of Judea. And the Jews at that time felt that the Beis HaMikdash could quickly be rebuilt. When he was assassinated, to get this down, there was a glimmer of hope that was totally extinguished. All of Klal Yisrael became depressed nationally. And therefore, the halacha recognizes this. This terrible depression, the national depression of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the halacha recognizes the notion of mental illness. The Ramosha is a tshuva. If a person has to see a psychologist, he should not go to a psychologist as an apikoros, because you might get him to go off the derech. There are many fundamental tenets of psychology that are apikoros, that they worship yourself, Lamaisa, and you, and therefore Ramosha says, if a person has to go to a psychologist, go to a frum psychologist. Or at least you go to someone who believes in Hashem. But not someone's going to get the guy off the derech. It's happened, God's for sure. So I'm saying, exactly, that they believe it is, correct. So a lot of tenets of psychology are precursors. So you have to be very careful about this. But what I'm saying is that the Gedalia ben Achikam, this song that we have is one of the makaris. Others might suggest that Shaul. Shaul had melancholy, was depressed. Could very well be. He's also a marker for mental illness and halacha. But the truth of the matter is, on a national level, I want to suggest that the Gedalia ben Achikam, this psalm, is exactly that. And the question is, let's take a look inside, historically, when was he assassinated? So that's a major machlokes. If you take a look in the packet here, take a look at the Be'er Hetev, right here. The Be'er Hetev writes, V'isa b'beis Yosef b'shem Yerben Yeruchim, the Be'rosh Hashanah Nera Gedalia. Wow. Gedalia was assassinated on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Benitcha taniso al yom chol, meaning every tzom Gedalia is a nitcha. Lefize hayanira, im yesh mila b'tzom Gedalia, if there's a bris on tzom Gedalia, ain't a baal bris misani. Everyone got the Be'er Hetev? Not the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Hetev. You got it there? Here, you don't have it? Okay, take a look. Everyone got the Be'er Hetev? Matthew, read the Be'er Hetev. Let's go. You read the Be'er Hetev. Let's go. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yoni, you got it there? Be'er Hetev. Go ahead. Right here. The Be'er Hetev. The Rebbeinu Yeruchim. Beis Yosef. Right, the Beis Yosef. B'shem Rebbeinu Yeruchim. Yeah, they was killed. And go ahead.
And they pushed off the fast until the next day.
The Lefize. The
Lefize, high and near, then Yesh Milo, and some Gedalia, then Baal Bris, Nisana, Adalai, the Kwan Tisha, Shabbat Shabbos, and Nikola, the Yom Krisha.
Oh!
She's saying that perhaps.
You should not let the Baal Bris fast, Lamaisa, until what? He doesn't fast Adalai, he can eat when they have the suit, and no problem. Aval what?
So we see that with regards to
Tishabov really should have been on Shabbos, was pushed to Sunday, so I understand there's a kula, there's a bris on that day. Let him fast until the afternoon of the suit, and once the suit happens, he could eat. But what? Mashain came.
But with Tzom Gedalia, it was established as a dochet fast because it wasn't.
Excellent. The Gazul Isanos Biom Shlishili Olam Chalak Zera.
So we see the dochet because in our minds it's always been established as the dochet day.
And the taz, so it comes out to be a major machlokes. The Shartzim points this out here too. that do we view halacha lamaisa? Do we view tzon gedalia as generally as a what is a nidche or not? It's possible to say the maisa that the svaras ataz, right? The Rosh Yosef is quoted lamaisa. It's the Rosh Yosef. Birki Yosef, you are right. It's Birki Yosef, b'shem the Rosh Yosef. Okay, so it's possible to say, okay, a tremendous chiddush. Okay.
You say
that the Tzon Gedalia is a doch, is an interest? So that's the Shiloh Lamaisa. Will you say halacha Lamaisa that just like Lamaisa, Tzon Gedalia is always a nidchis? You understand what I'm saying? People quote this wrong. That's why I want you to get it. It's possible to say two approaches and get it down. You could say that Tzon Gedalia in its core is always considered to be what? Is always considered to be a nidche, but what that means is not lakula, it'll be lachumra. So on a Tisha B'Av where they pushed off the Sunday, you'll have a kula. But on a Tzom Gedalia, lamaisa, they will not what? They will not, lamaisa, have that kula. Why not? Because there's the brisa and Tzom Gedalia, halach lamaisa, you'll say, you know what, the nature of it is that it was pushed off, and therefore what? And therefore you'll have no what? You'll have no kula at all. Halach lamaisa, okay? Don't equate Tisha B'Av pushed off to Sunday to a regular Tzom Gedalia. There are those that wanted to do that, okay? Who are those that wanted to do that, okay? There are those, Rosh Yosef wanted to do that. Please get it. The Rosh Yosef wanted to equate every Tzom Gedalia. Get it down. See the Shari Tshuva? Ayin Bailey Arabish, Rosh Yosef Masl Istor, Kemichin Abiyom Shirabo Ayin Sham. He said every Tzom Gedalia, Yosef, should be treated like a nidche. And just like Tisha B'Av pushed off the Sunday, the guy doesn't have to fast the father the whole day. Tzom Gedalia is the same kula, says the Prima Gaudin. And the Taz says that's ridiculous. And its very core always was what? Like it was should have been on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We can't do that. So he pushed it to the third. So don't tell me, Lamaisa, that it has a kula what? That it's always considered to be that. It's not true. From its very outset, it was what? It was considered to be a different day. So we don't call that nidcha. You follow me? That's the Shiloh Lachman. So it seems to be... What I want you to get is Machlokes Taz against the Prima Gaudim, yes. What I want you to get is that it seems pretty clear to everyone that he was assassinated when? On the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The question is, do we view Tzom Gedalia L'dor Adoros always as a nidcha? Or do we say, no, it's not a nidcha. That's the way it was enacted to be on the third. You follow what I'm saying, David? Mm-hmm. That's the Shiloh. People don't say this over right. Once you get it right. Historically, it seems everyone agrees he was killed on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's assassinated. The Shiloh is, do you view it conceptually as a nidcha? Or do you say, no, it's not a nidcha, because the very outset it was enacted in the third day. That's where we have the Bir Halacha. One sec, you to get to look at the Bir Halacha. Go ahead. Look at the Bir Halacha. Go ahead, Matthew. Let's see it. Go ahead.
Where should I read?
Chayavim Lisanos. Read the whole block. Go ahead.
Because of a ritual, it's a time, it's causing Shechal Echad Maharbot Somos, so Mason was Libo.
It's a great kasha. What happens if one of the four fasts fall out during the Sheva Brachas? Now, that won't happen for what? For Tisha B'Av, of course, he's getting married in 3 weeks anyway. But the other three, it could come out, right? Yeah? So, what happens if you have a chasm in the Sheva Brachas? What do you do on Tzom Gedalia? Go ahead. Wow. Afagav. Excellent. The Avelis Rabin pushes off a Yont of the Rabbanon. The Ode. Even a chassan has to what? Has to have a little bit of a velus. That's why he put ashes on his head. That's why, as Adam said the day before, it's more solemn. You sing what? You sing Imeshkachech, right? You know, you put the ashes on his head under the chuppah. So therefore he says what? Go ahead. Ain stira mizeh. So he says you should fast. Go ahead. Ain what? Oh, but what are you doing? What? Simon Tafkun Tes, where it says the Baal Bris, what? Fast. And what happens? He doesn't mashim. After Gamhu. Oh, there you see it. That what? But he doesn't complete the fast, though. So you see that he wins. That a personal simcha wins over there, yes? You're the kasha? Yeah. Why is a Bala Bris win there? He doesn't make a full fast. So you see that a personal simcha does win. So what's the answer? Hasum. That's because the fast day was nidcha over there. That's where a personal simcha wins. But a personal simcha gets a fast, it's not nidcha. Of course the personal simcha doesn't win. Go ahead, look what he says in parentheses. Aval mikol makom. You see that if it's not nidcha, you're mechuyev the fast. Even on your personal simcha. V'nafkinen. We learn from this divrei ritva elu, the svirulei. There it is. We dug up a rishon on the shaila. Does the ritva call this a nidcha? Yes or no?
No.
He doesn't call it a nidcha because he asked the, you know, because he himself what? Because we have a simon later on that by a nidcha, the personal simcha wins. So why did the Ritva say that a personal simcha should win by Tzom Gedalia? Is it Tzom Gedalia Ritva? You see, the Ritva does not categorize what? Tzom Gedalia is a nidcha. Even though practically it was, factually it was, but not halachically. Go ahead. So the Ritva is like the Taz. We don't have any special kulas on Tzom Gedalia. We don't view it as a nidcha at all. None whatsoever. Yoni, you got me? We don't view it as a nidcha. We don't view it as a nidcha. We view it as that's the way it was switched originally, even though historically was killed on the second day and assassinated. Yes, Yehuda.
What if it's a year like this year where Tzom Gedalia falls on the fourth?
What'd you say?
This year when it falls on the fourth, would we consider it better nidcha from that day, or would we not consider it nidcha at all?
You're asking good, no?
I was going to ask that, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent, Yehuda. So what are you going to say in that case? So everyone's going to agree that it's going to be a nidcha today. And if there's a bris, you have the suited too, you can eat it too. No problem. Now what about the Sheva Brachas with the Chosin? It comes out from this Beryl Halacha that it should be okay. Yeah. I would suggest maybe have the meal a little bit later in the afternoon to do something with the Tzibor, you know? But you're absolutely right. On this particular day, everyone's going to probably hold it to Nidcha, and you'll have the personal Simcha is going to win. Halacha L'mais. Well said. Push it later in the day, though, you know what I mean? If you can. Halach l'mais. Okay, great. Let's go to the next packet with Tzom Gedalia, specifically Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Let's go. I want to start with the last page, and then if we have time, we'll go back. Take a look at the last page in the packet where it says page 2, Kuf Chof. There's a very fascinating shaila that comes up. The shaila is like this. And there's no chinuch la'avelis. Therefore, young children, boys and girls, don't have to fast today at all, right? Ain't chinuch la'avelis, we said. And even those that want to fast, they said, we said maybe they should, you give them bread and water. You don't have to give them steaks, you know what I mean? Magen Rambam said there might be a little bit of svara to say. But we gave three svaras. Remember why ain't chinuch la'avelis? Remember that. Simin Ra, we said also doing tshuva. Right, also you don't know it's ever going to happen, right? Okay. Now, let me ask you the following. This is a very unique construct. Let's say, God forbid, someone is not healthy enough to handle these two fasts with such close proximity. Here, in another 6 days, you got to fast Yom Kippur. Let's say the doctors say God can't handle both. Which one should he do? Pashtus, it should be Yom Kippur, but there are a minority of posts that say whatever comes first, comes first. Let's look at it inside. Go ahead, let's go, Matthew. Uyan Ber Hete. Come on, the last page in the packet. Go ahead, let's look, guys. Yeah. Simin Sadi Sivos Tfila. Go ahead. Go ahead. Guy was incarcerated in prison. Yes?
Yeah.
And he wasn't able to ever get a minion. And then he's begging the warden, Lefnei Asar. Begging the warden to get out so he can daven in minyan. The warden says, I'll give you one day to choose. Go ahead. Should he choose today or should he choose Rosh Hashanah? Today what? Amazing child, no? You got it?
When he says today, is he talking about Mom is some Gedalia or is he talking about just today, whatever the day
is? Yeah, it was in the summer, let's say, yeah.
opposite.
Yeah, go ahead, maybe.
Maybe we say more at Baz. Mitzvah,
don't sour the mitzvah.
You know what?
Don't sour it.
Meaning?
And you do it right away. V'takef.
V'takef.
Yisbal. Right away. Zizim makdimin. Mitzvah baliyar chayich v'tzenu. What does the Ramah say in the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur? Start building your sukkah motzi Yom Kippur, right? Don't sour the mitzvah. Take the schach out of the garage. That's what I try to do. Motzi Yom Kippur, though I'm exhausted. I force myself to take that schach out of the garage, at least to get somewhat ready. In the dark, I trip everywhere, fall over everywhere. I don't care though. I'm trying to fulfill the Ramah. Yeah, go ahead. Souring.
No, is it like kibbutz?
Yeah.
Like vinegar, or is it like?
No, it's souring. Don't sour it. Mitzvah bal yadcha, ayach mitzenu. Don't sour it. Let it ferment. Yeah, let it rise. Go right at it. So what does the Rabbah say? First day possible. Go. Right. Go read on. V'chacham svi.
V'chacham svi simen kavov.
Hikshalav. He asks Adam from a Gemara Menachos. Davim does b'chul. I ain't shav. Ulam. However. You know what ain't ma'avir na'al mitzvah means? If the first mitzvah comes to you, you got to do it. Let's say, for example, you took your tefillin out of your box before the talus. You put your tefillin on first. We always put the talus before the tefillin. But if you take the tefillin out first, you cannot pass over them. You got to put them on, then you put the talus on. Familiar with that din? Yeah. What happens if you take out your tefillin shel rosh first before the yad? What's the din?
You put it back in, you close it up, and then you wait a little.
Yeah, but why don't you just say put the rosh on? What's the answer? There's a kasuv. Chartim lo sal yadecha, l'toto fos beinecha. So there's a kasuv that the yad goes before the rosh. You got me? There's no there's a kasuv between talus and tefillin. You got me? Okay? So he says, if you cannot fulfill both mitzvahs, you don't say in ma'avir and al mitzvahs, which means what, David? You go with the first one. You do the more stringent one. Go ahead. If you're going to do some gedalia and it makes you so sick that you can't do Yom Kippur, forget about it. You do Yom Kippur.
Lachain.
The Erev Yom Kippurim. Chayalim, they got to do their Mishmar when in Erev Yom Kippur. They won't be able to put on tefillin on that Erev Yom Kippur because they're doing Mishmar. But then they'll be able to do fast in Yom Kippur because they don't have to do Mishmar in Yom Kippur. What do you do? Do you have that? You don't have it over here? You have it? Yeah, lo yucha what? One second, lo amrinin what?
We don't say
emavir and
al mitzvahs, because they're both
chamuras,
they're both mitzvahs.
Hey, we don't say l'chura shelta didan, so you see, so it depends. So it's a machlokes rad baz against the chai adam. Should you do a tzom gedal, you should do Yom Kippur. We paskin, you should do Yom Kippur, poshup shot. Okay? Go ahead. The Uyun the Sefer Zeremis.
Yeah.
Here Gimel Sumin Pei Gimel.
The Uyun the Sefer Zeremis. Each Haragil is done as Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Yishum Chalom. The Ata Himenika is Bina. The Shalom of the Son of Shmei Yom Mitzubim. Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tzom Gedalia. The Mukhrach has a Tchos. Echad Mishnei Yom.
Halalu. Eze Yom.
Tithchev Eze Yom Tizanah.
See, she had a bad dream, and she had a meaning for the rest of her life she would fast the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's all Shalom that you can fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some Rishonim say you can. We basically passing you cannot. But the bottom line is there are some Rishonim you could fast on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore she fasted because she had a bad dream the rest of her life every second day of the Rosh Hashanah. But she also was nursing. So therefore she had to fast some Gadai. To fast 2 days in a row, it's because she's going to... She'll dry out and the baby could die. So you have to be docha one of those. Which one does he say to do? Docha the Tzom Gedalia one. The first one Lamaisi says she should do, no? Because of Ein Ma'avir Al Mitzvah. So is he going to say the same thing that you should do Tzom Gedalia even though you can't do Yom Kippur? Maybe. It seems to be a machlaikis, machlaikis, halach lamaisi, tremendous machlaikis. Yes, Yehuda.
But if you're going to say that you could pass the Rosh Hashanah, then wouldn't you hold that you should do Tzom Gedalia on the second day of Rosh Hashanah?
No, because that was a uniform takana for all Klal Yisrael that Tzom Gedalia is not Rosh Hashanah. You can't make up your own thing. Okay, it's a good kasha.
By that logic, Tzom Gedalia would not be lichah at all.
Well, no, you just, that's a machloek, as we said, but I'm saying that's no raya. An individual can't say, oh, I'm going to do some gedalia now, that's when he died. Chamer koveh when some gedalia is. So that's it. So it doesn't shed any light on that. Yes, Matthew.
Do we really think that Rabbah's Lachon Ma'asa would have said that it's better to fast mitzvahs derabbanan and some gedalia or mitzvahs derabbanan and some gedalia?
Yeah, he seems to say that. Even the derabbanan, midiri kabbalah, it's diri kabbalah. Achleis diri kabbalah, diri torah dam, we generally some derabbanan. He says, ain't ma'vin al mitzvah, it's a big chiddush, tremendous chiddush.
How? How could that make sense?
Because derabbanans have their root in what? Lo tasur. Remember we learned that?
Yeah. And
we're going to talk about it much more, too, when we get into the sugya tomorrow.
Do we ever see lachon ma'aseh that a derabbanan is docha deraisa?
Well, it comes first. See, it's not at the same time, you know what I mean? Because you did the derabbanan, it's a chiddush. I don't know if we would assume like that, Allah Lamais. Yes, go ahead, Yosef. What do you say?
So on Shabbos, we're supposed to eat before Chatzot.
Yes, because you don't want to fast on Shabbos.
Right, so on Rosh Hashanah.
Same thing. So, but I always drink water before davening. So I always thought drinking the water gets you out of the fast. That's what I always do. You're allowed to drink water. So if you drink water before davening, it's fine. Yeah, absolutely. At Shabbos in the winter, of course. That's why I always try to drink water before the davening. I think it gets you out of the tightness. Yeah, go ahead, Yuda. What do you say?
So what are you able to say by, in a case like, when the rabbis would say that you should fast Tzokadali before and not fast on Yom Kippur, wouldn't there be an issue of if you don't fast Yom Kippur, you're high of covers. But if you don't fast Tzokadali, you're not high of covers.
Right, but you're never high of covers in that case because you're doing it under duress. You only have cars when you've been mazed that don't fast. Okay? Very good. Okay, we got that? Now let's look back at the first page in the packet. Okay? Fascinating about the Tzom Gedalia, the Shilas, Allah Lamaisa. Go ahead, Matthew. You're doing a great job.
Where?
Start from the first page, Lamaisa, okay?
Of the
Mikra Kodesh? Yeah, of the Mikra where it says Tzom Gedalia. Okay, go ahead. All right, we got this din? All right, go ahead.
From Bishalas and Shubos?
No. Shulchan Aruch, Tzom Gedalia.
Top one.
Shulchan Aruch, go ahead.
Shulchan Aruch said, "Mitzvah kuf samavon sevav." Yes, Misha Omer, Shen Omer Likros Betorah Betan Siur Misha Lo Hisana Bimakon Elam Hisana Yatsa Kon Basic Masters.
You shouldn't take an aliyah. In order to get an aliyah on a tainus, what do you need to do? What do you need to do?
You
need to be fasting to get an aliyah. If the coins are fasting, go out so you don't be called up. Okay, get out of it. You know, I know a coin that was only coin in a shul. He would always go out because he didn't want to get an aliyah. It's wrong. If the only coin, you're supposed to get the aliyah. You're supposed to duchen. Gidashtoy. Go ahead. Mr. Brura. This is Monday, Thursday. This is talking about a Monday, Thursday. Monday, Thursday, we'd be laning anyway. So even though we're not laning the right regular portion of, you know, Monday, Thursday, we're doing the run of Yachal Moshe, but the bottom line was be laning anyway, so he says, even if you're not fasting, you're getting aliyah, which is a big Kiddush.
But
if you're...
Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday,
exactly, Friday. You could not. Well said. Mikomakom bako pondim. They argue. We call them up, it's good. Anyway, no matter what. Okay, so that brings me to the following Shiloh. Okay, let's get it down. Rabbi Kivager has a suffix in the Tshuvas. Fascinating suffix. Proud of you guys to come in. Everyone's exhausted and tired. But it doesn't make any difference. You got to plow through.
Amazing.
Exactly. Rabbi Kivager has a suffix. What's Rabbi Kivager's suffix? He has a suffix about Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha next Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. Okay? He says, what's the nature of the Kriyas HaTorah at Yom Kippur at Mincha? Okay? I want you to get this down. Why are we laying in Mincha on Yom Kippur?
It's a fast.
Number one, correct, Avram? It's like any other tainus that we do today.
Shabbos.
But what's the other? Kedusha? He did Kedusha Sayom of Yom Kippur. The truth of the matter is, you know, I always say the holiest day of the year is Yom Kippur, right? I always say the Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, but one of the Baal Batim always says to me, he says, Rav, he says, Shabbos has seven aliyahs, Yom Kippur has six. And what do we say Friday night in davening? V'kidashto, v'kol, hazmanim. So isn't the tefillah saying that Shabbos is the most godless? Okay, whatever. Whatever it is. I said to him, I'm proud of you. It's a good kasha. Okay, whatever it is. What is the nature of Kriyas HaTorah at Minchan Yom Kippur? Rabbi Akiva Eger says there are two approaches. It's either Midin, Tiny Sibur, or it's Midin the Kedush Sayom. So I want you to get the following nafkaminas. Number one is what we just read. If someone is not fasting, let's say a man has had Mafta Yonah for 30 years, and now he medically can't fast, so you're going to take it away from him? If it's Midin Tiny Sibur, you have no choice. You have to be fasting Italy. But if you say it's Midin Kedush Sayom, then we would let him what? We would let him get the aliyah without what? Without him fasting. So Bistama, we would hold like that because we don't want to have machlekes in the shul. Are you following me? It's very cruel to the guy.
For sure, if it fell out on Shabbos, then you would be lenient.
Well, Lamaisa, that's a great point, Avram. This Shabbos is Shabbat Shabbos, and you'll be lenient at Mincha anyway. Is it possible to add on that svara? Well, based on what we just said, what you're saying is absolutely correct. Because even though it pushed it away, you're doing a different parsha, it doesn't make a difference. You'd be laning anyway. So it could very well be, I think your Nakuda is an excellent Nakuda, that you... Adam said it, excellent Adam. You definitely would probably give the guy the aliyah. We give the guy aliyah even if you don't care with during the week. But that's one nafkamina. So I'm going to get it down. One nafkamina is me, Shalom Misana. Nafkaminas. Me, Shalom Misaneh. Can you get an aliyah? Number two nafkamina. What truck do you do?
What do you mean?
What truck? Do you do the morning truck, do you do the Yom Narayim? You know there's a special truck for Yom Narayim?
Yeah, I know.
So do you do that truck by Mincha or not? We don't. If it's been Tiny Sibor, then you would not do the Yom Narayim truck. If it's been Kishom, you would. We taka do what? We do the regular truck. Another nafkamina. What's the parsha we read? We don't read Ve'achol Moshe like we do today at a Tiny Seaboard. What do you read? What do you read? The Arias. The Gemara in the end of Megillah says you read the Arias. Titus says to give us Musar. In the middle of the coldest day of the year, we read about the Arias. So the parsha of the Arias seems to indicate that it's a what? That it's going to be Kusayon. What about the Torah? We don't say Dirshu Hashem Mimotzo, say for Yonah. That also seems to imply it's meaning to say Yom. So it's like a mixture of both. We seem to be saying meaning to say Yom, but we do the drop of regular. And then we have these two. Now, what about the brachas after the Haftorah? When do you end?
We do
Al Haftorah. No, we don't. We end at Mug and David.
Really?
We end at Mug and David. So if you end at Mug and David, that indicates like what we do today. It's within Tiny Seaboard. It was meaning to show that should have added bracha of Allah Torah of Allah Voidin. No? So you see that it's a mix, Lamaisa, of the Kriyas HaTorah. But you bring up a great point, Avram, what we learned. Adam bring up a great point. It could very well be that we would say that this Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shabbat Shabbosom, you would say maybe for sure a guy who's not fasting definitely would get an aliyah. Because why? Because we'd be laning anyway on a Shabbos,
yes.
Even though it's a different parsha. So I want to just get the... What'd you say?
Right.
But I want to highlight to you, and this is what we're going to close with. I want to highlight, though, what happens, God forbid, if someone has to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. So please get it down. You have to do the shirut. Meaning to say that a kazayas is a tam-tam. So you should only eat one tam-tam every 9 minutes. If you can't handle 9 minutes, then every 4 minutes. If you have to drink... Only 3.3 fluid ounces every 9 minutes. You can't handle 9, every 4. But on a regular Yom Kippur during the week, you can eat and drink it without Kiddush. However, on this Shabbos, do you need Kiddush before you eat and drink?
Yes.
Machlokes Rabbi Kiveg or Samech. Please get it down. So Machlokes Rabbi Kiveg or Samech. When you say Shabbat Shabboson, is it like Shabbos squared or cubed? Or is it totally qualitatively a new category? So we paskin like the second approach, that it's a new category, you don't say Kiddush. You don't say Kiddush Yom Kippur during the week. Now if you have to bench, you will say what?
Yalla
v'yavo. you will say Yalav Yavam. Halacha L'maisa. Okay?
No Kiddush Halacha L'maisa?
No Kiddush Halacha L'maisa, David. Correct. And then highlight the Shabbat Shabbason. Or Samech and Shabbat Kiva Eger. Do you say a Kiddush on the case of Shabbat Shabbat? See, because Shabbat Shabbason is special in that sense, L'maisa, because it is the Shabbos of Shabbos, but there is no Heter Ochel Nefesh, like Shabbos. On a regular Yontif, you can cook, yes? On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to cook, because it has the quality of Shabbos where there's no Heter to cook. Shabbos, Shabbos.
Like if Yom Kippur
fell
out on Friday?
First of all, Yom Kippur never can come out on Friday. But L'maisa, yeah, you're never allowed to cook. Never allowed to cook. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? There's a rule. The Ramah says Rosh Hashanah is Adu Rosh. First day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be Sunday, Wednesday, or what? Or Friday. Adu Rosh. Adu is Aleph Sunday, Dalet Wednesday, Vav Friday. First day of Rosh Hashanah can never be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And thereby Yom Kippur can never be a Friday. Okay? Based on our calendar. But there's no Heter to cook. Yom Kippur has the quality of Shabbos in that sense, but we Paschalists have Kiddush, but there's no Heter to cook. There's something called Knevus Yerek. You ever heard of Knevus Yerek? Yehuda, what's your kashya? Then we'll close with Knevus Yerek.
Wouldn't it be different? Because either way you should be able to, because if you want cooking, it's probably Achana for after.
Okay, but there's something that was called Knevus Yerek. What's Knevus Yerek? Are you allowed to cut up vegetables on your afternoon of Yom Kippur? Wow. So Machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara has one day in the Agmas Nefesh, you're allowed to because you'll be smelled like vegetables and you'll want to eat. But I still don't eat because of Inui. So Machlokes in the Gemara. But the Svara of the one that allows you to cook because it causes Agmas Nefesh. Because here you're looking at the food, you're cutting it up. You can't do Tolkien, but you cut it up. It's going to what? It's going to what gets you to want to eat, but you won't eat. Halacha L'maisa. That's not cooking. Right? It's just cutting up. So Halacha L'maisa, that's what we assume by these dinim of the Inuyim. Machloikis, where there's derisa, the Rabban Achil Vishti is derisa, Chiv Karis. And you're not allowed to use deodorant on Yom Kippur.
Even spray?
It's called Sikhim, yes. On Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to use on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed. Use a lot before Kol Nidre. Right? Kol Nidre, you got to finish before Shkia. We say Tefillah Zaka. Come to Shul early. You got to finish Kol Nidre before you makabel it early. You end a little bit late. Then we said Tosefis, begin early and you end late.
Staying in Shul and do Marv counts as ending late, right? Yeah.
Yes. We got to check Lamais. It's after Tesek Kochav. Check every spot where you're at.
Right away.
Check 1 minute or 2 minutes. You know how some people are Lamais. Yes, David.
When Rebbe says end late, is that Dafka eating late or Dafka davening past?
No. Davening, you can daven. No, we're talking about not eating or not doing malacha.
All right. And the other thing, so in other halachas, do we say all the halachas are like Shabbos? Like, for instance, carrying is the halachas? Like
yes. Well said. You're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur either,
and
without an Erev.
Everything like, well, I guess most of the same on Yom Kippur.
What'd you say? Yontif, you're allowed to carry without an Erev.
So all the dinim are
yes.
Like Shabbos.
All the dinim are the same. But we would not say the Kiddush. Okay, everyone have a great day, wonderful day.
No one's going anywhere.
What'd you say?
No one's really going anywhere.
Okay, but you're talking about it's such a kasha, such a shame. Okay, everyone have a good fast. Fast well, tzom kal, like they say in Eretz Yisrael. Tomorrow we go Vaikum, Mr. Shem. So be early. I'm trying to be early through the chat. Mr. Shem, go Vaikum, Mr. Sugi. I would get some sleep.
Or you can't, you don't hold back.